I'd like to call to order the May the 21st meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vieux-Carré Commission. Could the Assistant Director take the role to establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Mr. Fifield?
I'm present.
Mr. Bergeron?
Present.
Mr.
Present.
Thank you all.
Great. Well, we'll start with old business and 500 St. Peter Street. Do we have an applicant present? Good. Can we have the staff report, please? This is only for recommendation only, so.
500 St. Peter is an incorporated building. This is a, for recommendation only, a proposal to renovate courtyards, including millwork alterations, and to repair the roof. Her application materials received May 19th, 2023 and March 14th, 2025, respectively. Staff notes that the Pentalva building is owned by the City of New Orleans, and this motion is for a non-binding recommendation only. Almost identical proposals have been reviewed by the committee and commission previously. Those recommendations have expired since it is for more than 12 months. Changes from previous commission approvals are noted below in italics. On April 21st, 2021, the commission reviewed and conceptually approved a conceptual proposal for three courtyards at the Upper Pentalva building prior to development of a full proposal. The applicant has returned to request a permit for all courtyards in the full building and a restoration of the roof. The courtyards have been modified extensively throughout the years, including construction of brown-rated additions and enclosures, historically exterior space. Courtyard 11, the only remaining courtyard unmodified by previous renovations, will serve as a template. The applicant proposes to remove non-historic windows and plastered walls, installing well-proportioned 6/6 double hung windows with pilasters. The walls enclosing the previously existing service hall balconies will be rebuilt with applied millwork to resemble balconies with posts, a simulated handrail, and panels with fixed louvered shutters. Walls belonging to later courtyard additions will be clad with wood siding to distinguish them from original historic construction and reflect their status as infill. In some courtyards, a portion of the historic balcony will be restored to exterior space, with decking installed and 6/6 windows moved back to their original locations in the historic service cell wall. Although the proposed work is not a true restoration of previously existing conditions, staff and the committee found the renovation in previous discussions to be a significant improvement over the inappropriate windows and stuccoed enclosure walls, which we estimate were installed sometime in the 20s or 30s. The work will be phased in demolition and construction, with staff encouraging the applicant to involve the VCC in the field, particularly if unexpected conditions arise or if any deviations from the approved plans are needed. On July 25th, 2023, the committee moved forward a positive recommendation of the proposed courtyard work to the full commission for their consideration. The current drawings have been resubmitted as plans to begin the work and move forward, but are substantially unchanged since last reviewed. Staff notes that first floor openings shown on A4.24 have been revised so that existing mechanical venting will be maintained instead of being replaced with millwork. The venting will be somewhat redesigned in arrangement, but is not substantially different from existing conditions. The roof work proposed is extensive in detail, but most of the proposed work is standard. The following items require committee review per the design guidelines. Gutters and downspouts on the rear roof slopes and courtyard roofs will be increased from 4 inches to 6 inches to accommodate rain load. Committee found this approvable. In previous reviews, the applicant proposed to add two additional means for venting the roof, a vented ridge cap and vented apron. This is in addition to existing louvered copper vents, which have not been effective. The guidelines show vented ridge caps and aprons as not recommended, but these details were not specifically commented on by the committee in previous discussions. The applicant later submitted a separate proposal to install gravity vents. The committee and commission did not object to gravity vents, but recommended that these be done at one unit to test if they were effective before installing them throughout the property. The roof plan shows gravity vents at all units, but the applicant has stated that they intend to test them at one unit initially and consult PCC staff before moving forward with installing them throughout. Staff notes that the Pentalva has had notable long-standing issues with moisture and ventilation. While an aggressive strategy for venting the roofs is likely needed, four different types of ventilation, with two of these details being atypical and discouraged by the guidelines, may end up being overly so. Staff requests the guidance of the committee regarding the updates to the comprehensive roof venting plan. Again, staff notes that the Pentalva building is owned by the City of New Orleans, and this motion is for a non-binding recommendation only. The work has been previously approved by the commission, with the exception of changes noted above in italics. Re-review by the commission will be required following committee review prior to permit issuance.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the project?
Yes, my name is Blake Kidder. I'm with Trapham Pier Architects at 850 Chapatoulas, representing the French Market Corporation.
Great. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
No, I think they did a good job.
Great, thank you. Committee, any questions for the applicant or the staff?
Just
Sorry, guys, I'm texting my mechanical engineers coming here too. They're just looking for parking.
We may be done before you get.
We may be done.
Yeah.
That's good.
You never know.
Trust, boy. I think the venting was the biggest. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the venting was the biggest thing. Just with the fact that the gravity vents are in addition to, not instead of, the previous proposal for the ridge vents and for the apron vents.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did notice in a couple of places. A little bit of inconsistency regarding the ridge vents as far as whether or not the existing ridge tiles will be reused, and just with the way they're shown, in some places they're kind of drawn as being that flat concrete type, but it looked like throughout that it is that terracotta barrel.
Yes.
So just, you know, clarification on that, and if it'll be reused.
We're going to try to reuse as much as we can, but I think some of them are going to get damaged. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact some of them were damaged during Ida and during the protection of the roof, so not all can be reused. We're going to reuse our match as much as we can.
Well, we're collecting ourselves, is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. So, you know, this is something, quick review.
So in the lower left, or the lower right corner of this sheet, it shows a copper vented cap.
Correct.
We were just talking about a terracotta. Are those in different locations?
There's two different types of roofs. Generally speaking, there's like the perimeter of the building along the park, or the square, and Charters and Decatur. It's like a slate roof, or it is a slate roof, and then the courtyard roofs are mostly copper. I mean, sometimes it's not, that's typical. Sometimes it changes. Sometimes there's slate roofs in the courtyard roof. So if you go to like,
there's
further up in the set.
Oh, in the store. Slate. At the back.
This way?
Yeah, the other way. Okay.
There's an overall roof plan, like at the very front.
I separated it out, so there were just towards the end. So yeah, go the other way.
Try and make it
slider.
You didn't. I meant to say mess it up, but I meant. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
So there's the detail for slate roof, and then if you go one more, then there should be the detail for the copper service L/rear additions, where there's a standing seam.
Page
set, so hopefully it
distilled
it down enough.
Oh, there we go. We have
questions,
engineers here.
This is Marty Fleck with Synergy Consulting and James.
So, any questions? I think, given where we are in review. Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 500, or a recommendation, a motion for recommendation in the matter of 500 St. Peter Street?
Yes, the matter of 500 St. Peter, I move to forward this application to the full commission with a positive recommendation.
Great, do we have a second for that motion?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming in. Sorry you had to park. The next item is 525 St. Ann Street. Do we have an applicant present?
I just want to make sure everyone in here is here for VCC. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So 525 St. Ann? Good. Okay. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 525 St. Ann is a purple-rated building. This is a review for recommendation only. Proposal to modify previously approved plans, including proposed addition into courtyard space. Application materials received April 29th, 2024 and April 28th, 2025, respectively. This application went before the Architecture Committee and full commission about a year ago. At that time, the most impactful exterior aspects of the proposal included a proposed new wall opening between two existing courtyard spaces and a new hood vending wall. That proposal was ultimately conceptually approved, although no permits were ever issued. The applicant has returned with a proposal for an addition of approximately 57.5 square feet into the courtyard. The addition would align the first floor wall with what is very likely existing infill construction above. The addition would house only a single bathroom. The expansion of the courtyard space would involve the removal of an atypical louvered vent opening, which was likely previously a window, as well as the removal of a fair amount of masonry from the wall. Staff notes that the previously approved plans show two complete ADA bathrooms in this area of the building, as well as a small service station. The revised interior floor plan shows the service station significantly increased in size, a small storage room added, and the two ADA bathrooms, including one located in the proposed addition. The storage room measures only 44 square feet, and the bathroom setups have been changed to feature a shared sink setup in the foyer space rather than the sinks in the bathrooms themselves. Although this infill construction appears to be an existing condition in the courtyard of 529 St. Anne, staff finds this proposal to be a big request for what is a relatively minor interior gain. Staff appreciates that these are tight spaces, but believes that with some minor reworking of the interior space, possibly including the removal of the new storage room, something similar to the desired layout could be achieved without the need for the proposed addition. Staff recommends a negative recommendation of the current proposal.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
Yes. Blake Bergeron, Woodward Design Group. I'm the architect of 1000 South Norman C. Francis Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else can speak?
That's okay. Brianna Baldwin, architectural designer, also Woodward Design Group.
I'm Bobby Quintal with Five's Oyster Bar at 529 St. Anne Street.
Great, thank you. Do you have a report or a presentation or a response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
Not in particular. I mean, I guess ultimately we felt that the addition of the restroom is not dissimilar to what's in the adjacent space at 529, and so we're hoping to, seek approval of that.
Hmm. One harm doesn't necessarily justify another harm.
Understood.
So that I think that's why the recommendation is negative. Have you explored alternative designs suggested by the staff?
Yeah, I mean, as you saw in the original layout, we started by not having the layout impact the courtyard. However, after further engaging with the owner and their operational needs, we had to add that storage room in order for the dining space to function, and that necessitated the need for the floor plan to protrude into the courtyard.
I'm going to just correct one thing. The owner here is the state of Louisiana. You're speaking on behalf of a
correct.
Tenant who is transient in nature.
Correct.
And this is a purple-rated building. And so it really is in trust to the public rather than in the care of only an individual.
Understood.
And I think that's an important distinction here. And so as an owner, have you considered what these changes mean to the importance of this building?
Yes.
And how have you worked to minimize your impact on the building?
We've significantly eaten into the front of house space, which is the original dining room, which is sellable space for us to make the business work. For us, we clearly want to be mindful of the historic nature of the building. That's obviously what attracts us to it the most. In order to fit the necessary needs to operate the business, we weren't able to encroach further into the dining room space. And so we felt that, mirroring what is in 529 was, a solution that we wanted to explore.
Committee, questions for the applicant or for the staff?
I would like to point out that the item before this, 500 St. Peter, what they're doing in those courtyards and everything they're doing to the opposite Pontalva building is getting rid of this infill
right.
and trying to take it back. So it really seems a little counterproductive.
Right.
So the adding.
And I think we're always very aware of open space in the French Quarter, but especially in a building of this importance. And so the request is not, cannot be taken lightly. And I guess, has the applicant shared design alternatives with the staff? And we're seeing the proposal, but we're not seeing any studies of...
Yeah, I mean, just the previous one we reviewed a year ago before this one.
Right. So we're not really seeing the evolution of your design thinking to the conclusion that you can't afford to occupy space that's not already defined. Okay, committee, help me out.
I don't have any questions. I'm just kind of noodling on how to make this work without cutting a big hole in the exterior wall. And I guess I'm, the original proposal has access to the bathrooms kind of through the middle. And it seems like that might be helpful to you if that storage room were on the planned south side up against that planned south wall where you presently have a sloped ramp. Then you would have potentially access to two bathrooms. You would have to get rid of the foyer with the sink and put the sinks into the bathroom. But each of those bathrooms is big enough to fit a sink right now. So I think staff's comment that it seems like you could still accommodate the storage room without violating the wall, I think that's a legitimate comment.
I agree.
Is there any public comment about this proposal? I'm not seeing any public comment. Would you like to say anything more before we... are you ready for a motion?
Sure.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we go to a motion?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. I guess this is a point where we could give you the option of studying an alternate proposal. In other words, defer this matter to be able to present something that we'd be able to give a positive recommendation to. I think that we're moving in a direction where we would support the staff recommendation at this point. So I would like to just be able to move forward with a positive recommendation. And this is your opportunity to ask us to pause so you can reconsider.
Yeah, we'd like to do that. We'd like to work through some alternative solutions.
Thank you so much for that. Could we have a motion in the matter of 525 St. Anne, please?
Sure. In the matter of 525 St. Anne, noting that the applicant is amenable to exploring other options, I move to defer this matter to allow the applicant to work on alternative proposals that are more sensitive to the existing historic fabric.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The next item is 533 Royal Street, and I'm going to recuse myself from this hearing.
All right, I see we have an applicant, so let's have the staff report.
Sure, 533 Royal is a complex of buildings. 533 Royal is blue rated, 718-716 Toulouse is green rated, 718 is green rated, and 720-24 Toulouse is blue rated. This is a review of construction documents, a conceptually approved proposal to renovate buildings, including a courtyard enclosure and a new rear building. Replication and materials received March 18th and April 14th, 2025, respectively. This large-scale project has been progressing steadily since originally being proposed in July 2024. Full construction documents have now been submitted in need of a final architecture committee approval. When the design development drawings were reviewed at the January 28, 2025 meeting, staff brought attention to the courtyard enclosure and the new construction as the most substantial aspects of the proposal. Additionally, as the submittals were fairly conceptual, staff noted several new details in the construction document set that may require additional information or commentary. The courtyard enclosure appears to be consistent with what has been previously reviewed and conceptually approved. Staff appreciates the light touch design solution for this unique situation. The elevation for the new construction is identical to the version previously reviewed. The architecture committee had previously requested a sample of the proposed terracotta wall cladding material. Additional drawings of the building have been provided as seen on sheets A5.01 through A5.04, showing different views of the building and how certain elements will be layered. Two of the large courtyards, labeled as courtyards A and D, will have their existing paving materials removed and reinstalled. Underground in these courtyards, new stormwater retention systems will be installed to help manage severe weather events. Staff noted the following additional items of note, some of which may require additional information. The plans call for the replacement of the existing slate roofing and flat roof portions of 533 Royal Street, which is staff approvable. However, the elevations are in A3.01, also call for roofs to be evaluated for repair or replacement. Staff requests additional information on the scope of this work, particularly as it pertains to the clay tile roof. Also on sheet A3.01, there's a note to patch the granite columns. Staff requests additional information on this aspect of the work. Sheets A2.04 and E4.01 call for lightning protection on the buildings. Staff requests additional information regarding what exactly this could look like. On S3.6, there's a detail showing a floating chimney, or in other words, a chimney left intact at and above the roof line, but removed below the roof line. Staff requests information on which chimney or chimneys are proposed to receive this treatment. On M2.12, note 3 calls for a new exterior exhaust at the third floor level of the townhouse building at 714 Toulouse. Staff does not believe there's currently any exterior opening in this location, and nothing is shown in the elevation drawings. Staff requests clarification from the applicant regarding this detail. On F2.02, a dry pipe sprinkler system is noted below the balcony area. Staff requests some details on this feature. Staff requests commentary from the committee and applicant regarding these items, but staff continues to find the overall proposal acceptable.
Thank you. Applicant, please state your name, address, relationship to the property.
Margita Rogers, Treplinger Architects, 850 Choptulis.
John Houseladen, Treplinger Architects, also 850 Choptulis.
Do you have a response to the staff report?
Yeah, so we've reviewed these with Nick in advance, and I believe we have solutions to all of them that are easily resolved. Regarding the scope, since we've submitted the permit, Lonnie has pulled the permit to start on that, so I'll just have to, maybe we can review that together and see what, if there's any concerns with that, and bring that to your attention before he gets to those parts of the roof. But that's been, because of just general delays in construction and to get ahead in the renovation of these buildings, they started the roofs a little bit earlier. Regarding the patching of the granite columns, there's just miscellaneous divots and existing residual holes from previous installations that we're going to clean out, pull out what's not matching, and match it with a compound that blends in better with the columns. Regarding lightning protection, that's often a delegated design during construction, so once this gets bid out, the contractor will provide us with shop drawings and specific locations for all of those installations that we can review with you all. The floating chimney that occurs in the maisonette, it is the second one in that, you know, in order to preserve the roof line, and be able to install the elevator below, we're bracing the chimney. This is an existing condition in the Muriel House that allows the chimney to remain in place because it's the clearance we need for the elevator.
We may steal this detail from you for others.
For others, yeah. Have them engineer it, please. We'll credit you.
No, don't
put our name on it. We'll let you use your engineer of record and have them redraw it and stamp it. So I can mark up a plan for you and email that over if we need further clarification. Regarding the exterior exhaust, we're already looking at relocating that to the roof, and we'll provide a detail for what that is. It's only exhausting a single bathroom, so it's probably just going to be almost the size of a residential vent. So fairly minimal. And then regarding the dry pipe sprinkler, we are looking at an exception to have that removed on the side of the building because it's going to be very difficult to grout, and I believe that it meets the code exception for not providing it. The balcony is at 47 inches, and 48 is the limit. So we're going to try to remove that. But one thing we've caught since we submitted is the balcony at 714 Toulouse Street does require it, and it already has an existing dry pipe system. I think all of those comments are fairly straightforward.
That was the samples, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So we've since been working with the owner to finalize the cladding of the facade. and
new construction.
New construction.
Yes.
So these are samples of terracotta. There's a lot of variety in what they can do. They can do anything from like a nice teal color to white to black. We are sticking with the true terracotta color, and are going to explore just different tones and glazes so it has a nice kind of texture to it where it's not too matte, where it attracts mildew, but it's not too shiny where it feels gloss-like. So they have some satin options in there. And it's fully custom, so we'll pick a tone and we'll pick a sheen and we'll work through mock-ups and samples with them.
Okay. Committee, any questions or comments?
No, I think I would like to hear more about your retention system not today. I just
okay.
I'm curious to find out how it works and also I think the staff needs to be able to review the patches on the greater columns.
I will say for that, Blake found a material that we used on the Pompalba that was very successful.
Okay.
So
I thought we saw
Blake
that somewhere.
Yeah, that was
Blake
Kidder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sits right next to me.
Yeah.
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 Just
pop
up
over the cubicle.
Like,
you're the middle. Yeah, we can certainly do that. It's just there's a lot of miscellaneous old patching on there.
And that's how the Pontava was as well. I do remember that, Aaron.
And it was all customizable, too.
Yeah.
So like
right.
Less about the particular sample and more about the company that will match to the material that you're
doing. And
that's
after it's been cured for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really happy with how that turned out.
Excellent.
So it looks like...
I'm good.
It looks like on this list of all these things we've talked about, there may be some additional information you'll send to staff on the roof.
Yeah, I think regarding the repairs,
mm-hmm.
my recollection is that's all been approved in an early work package that
okay.
has BCC approval, but I'm happy to look at it again to cross-reference to make sure everything's buttoned up.
I think I did that separately from him with Guarantee Rubin. And there was nothing. It was all standard.
Okay.
Yes.
It's all repairing.
Yeah.
Fine.
There was nothing. And it was guaranteed roofing. So we have a good relationship with them.
Okay. Good. Granite columns, we've addressed. Lightning protection, we're, I guess, kind of deferring until you get more information.
Yeah. So we'll get chop drawings from the contractor because they'll do an analysis of the roof and understand where it's needed and drawings and cut sheets for us to review.
Okay. Floating chimney, we saw the detail. Everyone over here seems to love it.
That's like I thought it would be not controversial because it's perfect. You know, it maintains the appearance from the exterior, just modifies the interior.
Yep, got no control over the interior.
We're just glad it's supported because sometimes it's not.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
We've seen that.
I'm glad it's only happening in one location.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Exterior exhaust for this bathroom. Does that show up on the drawings or is that
only on?
So it does show up on mechanical drawings. We're working with them to relocate it to the room.
Okay.
And it should be fairly small.
Okay, so maybe some additional information there
yes.
to send the staff. And then the drive pipe sprinkler system is maybe changing a little bit.
So I found an exemption for it. It shouldn't be required in the front balcony. We need to resubmit that to the fire marshal to confirm. And then it is needed on the 714 to the street balcony. And there's one existing there right now.
Okay. All right. Committee, any other discussion, comments?
No. Have we done public comment?
Do we have any public comment?
Mm-hmm.
I see no public comment. I'm just really glad that this set of buildings is in your care. I feel safe in your hands. And
we like the shiny toys.
I love all of this. Y'all are lucky. You get to play with this.
The teal is attractive.
It is really.
I want this for my house.
That was great in 1980.
Oh, really?
Let's not do this again.
Yeah. Not on exteriors and buildings.
Okay. Okay.
And I think it will be interesting how the sun will hit that, and you know, it's going to create a environment. Yeah.
Yeah, and you said you're using these kind of two terracottas.
Those
and
tones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixing them up. Yeah.
But
so
all with the flat. All with the satin finish.
Yeah, more satin finish because we don't want it too glossy or too flat.
Okay. All right. Is that going to come back to us or going to go back to y'all to take a look at?
And if we have a problem, we can, or if you're that interested, we can send you a photo or something.
I think we're interested. I guess our comments on that and on previous meetings were just that it needs to look like it's a new building. To distinguish it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess we were agreeable that it's kind of an inventive use of a material that you find elsewhere.
Yeah, no, I like
typically
it.
On roofs, put it on the wall. So, okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for a motion?
Sure. In the matter of 533 Royal Street, I move that we accept the, that we approve the recommendations of the staff with the additional clarifications that have been called for on the list, and including viewing the patching before it's finally selected.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank
you. Thanks for your good work. Rick Fifield has returned to the table.
Yep. Okay, the next item is under new business, and it's 937 Decatur Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Can we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 937 Decatur is a pink-rated building. Tuesday proposes to install a new fixed fabric awning on the front elevation. Application materials received May 2nd, 2025. Applications for new copper awnings were approved both in 2020 and 2024. During that time, work was also approved to replace the front doors of this building, which necessitated the removal of the fabric drop awning that spanned the width of the doorway and have been in place since 2001. A new application has been filed to install a new fabric awning. Although the previously existing fabric awning was only over the entrance doors, the proposed new awning is shown across the entire width of the building. Staff notes the previously approved work to the entrance doors and the storefront eliminated the transom window, so an awning in that previous location is no longer feasible. Regarding awnings, the guidelines state that the ECC encourages the installation of a retractable rather than a fixed awning. All awning materials should have a cloth-like appearance and be sized to fit within a door or window opening, or between gallery or porch posts or columns. The guidelines also note that the installation of an awning over a public sidewalk requires the leasing of associated air rights from the city. This air rights issue has been an added complication for the applicant and one of the reasons a new proposal has been submitted. Although the BCC can certainly support a proposal for a new awning, the issue of air rights is ultimately out of the BCC jurisdiction. Regarding the proposed new fabric awning, staff notes that as the proposed new awning is shown spanning the entire width of the building, this does not align with the guidelines. Still, the size and positioning is similar to the proposed metal awning that was previously approved. The fabric shown is a green and tan striped awning, which appears similar to the pattern seen on the previously existing awning and coordinates well with the building's paint color. Although the proposed fabric awning may be unapprovable, staff notes a preference for the previously proposed and approved copper awning. Staff requests commentary from the committee regarding the proposal.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship with the property?
937 Decatur Street.
Okay. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff? You don't?
I mean, it just seems an innocuous request to put an awning back up on the face of the building. And there seems to be a lot of complications with it. I got a letter back from listing four different entities part of the awning. I don't even know who to address.
There's a question with the encroachments, and that is not our department. We are only approving the architectural features. Once you decide what you want here, we'll let encroachments know. They can set the meeting. And it's not our, we don't have anything to do with the price tag or anything like that with it.
So what we're focusing on today here is the design of the awning, its impact on the architectural integrity of the house, of the building, and how it conforms to the guidelines of the New York Marine Commission.
Okay,
no, sorry, let me finish.
Okay.
Other agencies will have other criteria to judge this proposal with, including encroachments over the sidewalk and other matters which are outside the purview of the commission. So let's just focus on the appearance of the awning today, the Vieux-Carré standards and guidelines, and how it impacts the historic structure. So if you have anything to say regarding those criteria, I'm happy to hear them now.
All right. I've been there for for over 30 years, and there has been an awning in different... I've actually had awnings on each of the windows and over the doors. And depending on what hurricane happened, I think the side ones got destroyed and we just took them down. But the building has had various and sundry awnings over its lifetime.
And we're seeing photographs of those on the screen.
So I'm just requesting the awning that I submitted. If you say it's not acceptable, I'll go back to the drawing board.
We haven't said that. So, committee, any questions for the applicant about his proposal? The sample.
Looks like you have a downspout on the plant on the left side of the elevation as you're looking at it.
I'm a little bit hard of hearing, so.
There's a downspout, and it looks like it might serve your building or the building next to you. And this rendering doesn't really show any kind of appreciation for how that downspout interacts with the awning.
Right. Well, I guess one of the things that we're going to do is maybe just cut it above the awning level and come back down into that scupper. Follow along that.
It's right here.
So is the fabric, you said the fabric is going to be cut around it?
No. I think I'll just raise the downspout.
That radius around.
It should go just under that, my neighbor's trim on his balcony.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to cut the awning.
So staff, is there a sandborne record of what was on the front of this building at some point in the past?
We have through the 30s, through the 90s, this kind of structure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what predates that. But,
it looks like it might have had a gallery or something like that.
I think the problem, speaking as someone that sits on the encroachments committee, I think the problem is that we go from this, and there's nothing for a couple of years. Now we're here, the doors got changed, the front has been altered again. I think if you went back to this, something small, like was here, then they might be a little bit more amenable.
Who?
The encroachments. You may be able to consider this more historic than, I mean, obviously you're not going back to this. Mm-hmm. And also the front of the building has completely changed. So there's some questions about the, mm-hmm. That's the issue that he's having with his current proposal. And I know that's not our problem, but if perhaps we could recommend going back to what it was in the last 2 years and then what it was in the last, what is this? I don't know what the date is on this.
Do we have a streetscape?
20 years.
Do we have a streetscape issue? Not really.
No, but we can probably pull one up. He's got a computer in front of it. There are galleries. That's Frank's and then Central Grocery.
Right. As I think about this proposal, things I would be concerned about is if it was having an adverse effect on historic fabric, which it doesn't appear to. It doesn't seem to be anything that someone else on the street might enjoy from a historic point of view, because there had been an awning there in the past. So I don't see any negative impact on either the streetscape or the building by installing this awning. Is there any agreement with that?
Yeah, and it's completely reversible.
It's completely reversible, more so than a more permanent awning.
So are you saying that you would support this as historic to the encroachments committee? Because that's where this is.
Well, this is not a this is not a restoration, something
exactly.
That was there before.
So,
But what I'm saying, I think I said it pretty clearly, it doesn't have a negative impact on the appearance or the fabric of the building. And so from our criteria, I don't see that it presents an architectural issue. Now there may be other issues with other city departments which we can't address. But while we're mulling this over, is there any public comment on this matter? I don't see any public comment. Committee, any other insights about this?
Yeah, one more question. The proposal with the copper awning, incorporate signage into the design. How do you anticipate signage working with this proposal?
I'm just going to have to bring it down below the awning, change the size, and just accommodate it any way I can. I won't be able to have that sign above it.
Yeah, and I think you're going to be limited on space below because the bottom of that awning structure is, like, it's right there, 12 inches from the top of the door.
Well,
whatever the top of the band is.
It projects 4 feet. So, I mean, if I had some, you know, a long, narrow sign or something like that, and then otherwise I'll incorporate my name within the store, like in the windows.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have signage like that already, you know, made up that I could put in there.
So you've considered that?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
And yep. Just to be clear, if you have it in the windows, you cannot have a hanging sign. It's one or the other. That's how the CZO works.
I can't hang a sign in store with my name on it and have a sign on the outside.
I'm sorry, were you talking about, this isn't part of this proposal, we should be talking about
yeah.
this, I'm sorry. Are you talking about it being glued to the windows or
no,
sitting back?
Just,
okay.
Just hanging in the window.
We can discuss when a sign permit application
okay. Is there any other discussion? Do you have anything
any
you'd like to
questions?
Add?
I don't have the answers.
Okay. But do you have anything you'd like to add before we
no,
go there?
No, it's just frustrating, and I'm not trying to
well,
I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, we're going to give you some direction today.
Okay.
And that should help you kind of start to make the steps forward to pass through other parts of the city government and get the answers you need to be able to
and
do
I,
what
I
you
just,
want to do.
I want to be very, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I want to be very clear that regardless of what they approve today, you are still subject to the encroachment, okay? So that's a whole nother department that you're gonna have to figure that out with. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So is there a motion in the matter of 937 Decatur Street?
Yes, in the matter of 937 Decatur, I move to conceptually approve the proposal, noting the specific circumstances for this building and that this does not set a precedent for other buildings.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Well, you have passed one hurdle today.
All right.
You have a couple more to go. Good luck.
Thank you for entertaining me.
Well, I hope we were entertaining to you too. The next item is 622 Conti Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Could we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 622 Conti is a green-rated building with a brown-rated roof partition. This is a proposal to modify First Floor Millwork. The application materials received April 22nd, 2025 and April 29th, 2025, respectively. The applicant has applied to remove the two storefront windows and center single-leaf door with side lights, which are not historic, as well as the single door at the infill side alley. The elevation provided shows the transoms will remain with new millwork to be installed underneath. At the main building, three bays of 10 light bifold French doors with single wood panels are proposed. Staff has no objection to this conceptually, as the current millwork is not historic and the proposal is not appropriate. However, no millwork details are shown for the new millwork in this set. Details were provided for the doors and windows on the upper floors, but these do not appear to be in the scope, so staff is unsure why they were included. The plan showing the door operation has drafting errors that make it difficult to read, so staff is unable to tell how the doors and frame interact and if they are in the same plane. The transom bars are also not shown. Staff requests that the applicant revise and refine the drawings, including head jamb and sill details for further review. The alleyway door is shown as in-swinging with wooden boards and a downward-oriented herringbone pattern and a single round window. This is highly atypical and inappropriate for the age and style of the building. If a door with visibility to the street is desired, it would be more appropriate to have a cast iron panel or metal bars. Staff does not find the removal of the current millwork objectionable. However, more complete drawings are needed showing proposed millwork before conceptual approval can be recommended. Staff recommends deferral.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please?
Williams Architects.
824 Burrell Street. John Williams and Williams Architects.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
A few updates. The owner has changed their idea about the doors of the alleyway, so that what was submitted will not be at all what they want at this point. Those can be updated.
It's going to be a more traditional looking door that actually mimics the heights and the grass of the three openings there.
Okay.
So, Marwan, and I apologize for any, putting the details on the second floor and those kind of things, but what I'd like to do is focus on just getting this conceptually approved so that the owner can then understand how he's going to bring this whole building back to life. And this is his, what he would like to do is have these doors swing, correct on either side of the two doors. Like the drawing.
Thank you for that clarification.
That would kind of like let us move forward, and then we'd love to work the details out with the staff.
Committee, any questions for the applicant or the staff about this proposal?
That for that alleyway opening, you would be doing something that's like French doors with lights?
That's
on the side?
The
okay, that's pretty atypical as well.
Well, then we just work with you. This is the fire array that, fire door. So.
But it's an exit door, so it doesn't have to be rated.
What's that?
It's an exit door, so it's going to an unrated space, so
right. It's
not really a rated
door. They
use it
for access, too. Its main purpose is a fire exit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, committee.
Staff's recommending deferral, mainly because we need more details.
We don't have any head jammer seal details. Really seeing the operation, the plan drawing is a bit diagrammatic and has some drafting errors that make it difficult to see, is this all in the same plane? Does it have too flat of an appearance? We don't have any information about hardware or the interaction with the transom bar, which isn't shown. So just, it's a little not there yet to be able to recommend that it be handled at staff level.
Yeah, and I guess the question I have for the applicant is, these are wood doors?
Yeah.
What are the dimensions of those styles? They look very, very thin for wood construction.
We need the details.
I don't know.
No, we don't have details for the new doors.
I mean, and so we don't have any idea what these dimensions are. And I mean, it just looks amazingly.
We're happy to work with the staff to come up with a button and frame and threshold detail.
So I think it would be reasonable for us.
Functionality that we're looking to get conceptually through.
Right. I think it would be reasonable for us to give some feedback on the operation of the door, but perhaps. I think that is reasonable for us to give feedback on the operation of the door.
How it should operate?
Well, if this is a method that is appropriate for the building. Yeah.
That's an unusual operate.
It is.
Did you note that in the staff report? It's like they're backwards.
Yeah, and not seeing that relationship to the frame is also throwing it off a bit.
Yeah.
As far as having, four leaves that, resemble French doors and have some degree of operation, that's, there's different variations on that in the district that are not atypical, but we just don't know yet what this is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, the way the hardware for these, bifold doors interacts with the historic transom is also a question that I'd be kind of interested in seeing a detail on. I don't know if we have enough information to.
Yeah, I agree. I think.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. You would like to say something before we move to a motion? Anything else?
just on the conceptual that we're looking to satisfy moving forward with the staff, at least the concept that we're having four doors, four leaves at each opening, and that we'll be happy to work out whatever style, or, you know, as long as there's glass on the top and have a, you know, wood panel at the bottom.
I don't think
trying to keep this moving. I mean, that's the concept. If they know positively about that, it helps the project move forward, and we'll come back and do whatever details.
But John, I don't think that there's enough information here about how these doors are actually going to be fabricated or equipped with hardware to be able to appreciate how this operation actually is going to be executed. This is a very conceptual drawing, but it doesn't have any of the detail that really gives us the ability to give you,
and you
a solid response.
The staff to work with us to come up with the details. And
staff would prefer it come back to ARC.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Do I have a motion in the matter of 622 Conti Street, please?
Yes. Did you ask for public comment already?
I did.
Okay.
And we didn't have any.
Surprising.
Quiet.
You want me? I'll speak.
Thank you.
Follow the staff recommendation. It's not fair to the people who come in here and get all of the information to have others get approval.
Thank you. Do you have a motion for 622 Conti?
Yes, the matter of 622 Conti, noting that staff is recommending deferral so that we can review further details. I move to defer to allow the applicant to work on further details per the staff report.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you. We'll look forward to
the next deadline is a week.
More detailed drawings.
Yeah.
The next item is 523 Dumaine Street. Do we have an applicant present?
Yes.
We do.
Yes. Hello.
Thank you. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 521 through 23 Dumaine is a green-rated main building with a yellow-rated rear building. Is it proposed to relocate existing mechanical equipment to the roof of an existing courtyard structure? Relocation materials received May 7, 2025. As seen on the roof plan on A104, the mechanical equipment that services portions of 521 523 Dumaine is actually located on the roof of the neighboring building at 525-527 Dumaine. Although these buildings are currently under the same ownership, these are distinct and separate properties, and the current condition is not code compliant. In order to avoid any future complications, the owners are proactively seeking an approvable and code compliant alternative. The applicant is proposing to relocate five existing condensing units from the roof of 527 Dumaine to the roof of the existing small courtyard structure. The structure is a masonry gazebo type structure located at one end of the courtyard, measuring about 8.5 feet wide by 6 feet deep and 12'3" tall. As the elevations facing this courtyard are noted as being altered in the Spanish Revival style, staff suspects that this structure was constructed at the same time as those alterations. Although the dates of this work is unknown, staff notes that the popularity of the Spanish Revival style peaked in the 1920s. The five units would be spread out on the roof of the structure with clearances between the units measuring only about 1 foot or less. New horizontal 1x4 wood screening is proposed around the units, and the units are shown as being essentially even with the top of the existing property line wall behind the structure. Although staff finds the gazebo structure to be a contributing element of this unique space, the placement of some mechanical equipment on this roof may be approvable. Staff has some concerns regarding the current proposal, including the overall impact the equipment and screening will have on the courtyard space and structure, and the close proximity of the units to each other and the property line. Noting that there are two existing condensers at grade in the courtyard adjacent to the structure, staff questions if some kind of stack condition above these existing units would be preferred in order to provide more clearance between units and from the property line, and to lessen the overall impact of the equipment on the roof and structure. Alternative screening options, possibly utilizing stucco matching the courtyard walls and structure itself, may also be worth looking into. Staff notes that the only likely alternative to siting units in this courtyard is to install them on the roof of the main building, which currently does not feature any equipment. Equipment on the roof of the main building may be an option to explore, but staff suspects that requirements for platforms, railings, and access would have a much more significant impact on the property overall. Staff finds that the concept of locating additional mechanical equipment into this courtyard space is worthy of additional exploration, but would like to see some additional options or alternatives. Staff requests commentary from the committee regarding the proposal.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Jenny West of Studio West, 2340 Delphine Street. I'm the architect for the project. I'm here as well.
Yeah, I'm Kelly Bach-Weiss, and I'm part of Bach and Ross.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a presentation that you'd like to share with us or a response to the staff report?
We welcome the feedback from and the discussion from the architectural committee for this. We met the staff on site. I think the staff's report is very comprehensive. We met them on site and, again, have challenges on this site. It's a really unique property. Applaud the owner. They really want to do what's best for this in terms of locating them in the right location. We did explore several options. We do have 7 units total, HVAC units. We are working in terms of clearance and, you know, around those units to make sure that they are maintained and that we do this once and do it well. There are 2 options, as they noted, or really 3. They're currently on that existing, you know, on the adjacent property. We're moving them. The pergola structure is really what we've seen as potentially looks like an option. We do agree. We do have to do some work to repair it, so we also do think in terms of restoration it would help maintain the structure, but we would try to add this proposed enclosure that would be removable long term. The other option is to locate them in the garden where the staff has the elephant ears there. The challenge is just that 7 units stacked is also a bit imposing on that courtyard, so a hybrid solution is what we're proposing of 4 to 5 on top of this pergola, the remaining in that garden bed, and the alternative would be on the roof. The owner has a roofing permit in place to re-roof the buildings as well, but we didn't want to proceed with that. That's prior to us coming on board with this, before we have a solution from everyone. So just know that that work is in place too. The challenge with that, which I think the staff noted, is just that access to that, you would actually have to come out through this window onto the adjacent property, and then crawl onto the roof in order to do that work to get to the HVAC units if we roof mounted them.
Unless you did a roof hatch, which there is no roof hatch.
Which it's very difficult being inside the units to see if there's a roof hatch solution. Love the fact we have other architects here. If there are other discussions or points on this, please let us know. And I'm glad the owner's here as well to answer questions. So
I just have a point of information. Is this courtyard treatment, is it rated separately from the building, or is it? Okay. So the pergola itself is rated with the structure?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood, yes.
It is, okay.
I misunderstood what you were saying, I apologize. And we really, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't know if it's even stable, if it's sturdy enough to hold this.
We have a structural engineer on board, Denise Snape with Array, is our structural engineer. So she's been up to the site as well. She's confirmed that it will be. There is some exposed steel, which we saw. So
that
will be part of this. She, again, with the recommendation from this committee, will prepare the scope to go alongside this.
To go along with it. Okay.
She did confirm that before we submitted, though.
Yeah, this whole side here, which I'm not sure you guys can see, there's deterioration and exposed steel on that side.
I'm kind of interested in what the committee thinks of this.
Is there an intended use for the courtyard, or is it just going to live as a courtyard? I'm just curious.
It's public use for all tenants.
Okay. It's a dining area.
No. It's totally those entrances to apartments there, and then put down on it.
A really spectacular,
very
building.
Interesting space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not always the case.
I'm going to go down a road, so I want y'all to establish any concerns.
And the loggia in here is also pristine. It's probably one of the best I've seen. Yeah.
Because we did look at putting them on the interior, but usually that, just the circulation is
right.
A challenge.
Yeah.
And,
right.
It looks like the way the proposal is now, these panels, the screening panels, would have to be removable to service the units.
Correct.
Okay. Right. And, how do you propose the line sets would be run?
So the line sets in either proposal would need to be run. They would run internally, so we're mapping that as well, but as minimally as possible, so come through the sidewall. Currently, they'd be right there. So there's already a couple that are there in place with the 2 units. These are older photos from 20. No, you can see them behind the elephant ears. There's 2 right now that are there. Sorry, the elephant ears were not there the other day. So those two units, that it would be the same. So we would try to paint them out, conceal it as much as possible, and wrap them if needed. Sorry.
Well, so those look like the disconnects. What about the actual refrigerant line sets? I don't see those here.
They're back here. They're hidden behind these. Sorry, these are 2023 photos, but they are there in the newer, like, they're there, so it would be part of the scope.
And they're really low, and so I guess...
So it would be low, we'd probably, it would be low, and then we would probably pull it up the back. You can see the kind of relief at the back edge of the pergola. We'd probably bring it up the back and then in. I think that's part of it. We wanted to see conceptually if this was approvable or entertained before we...
So sort of down and over, right?
Got it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, I thought that's what we
were. And the line set runs do seem to work, because that was part of, we did measure just general lengths to make sure this would work.
Okay.
Can I go?
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm really interested in this proposal, but I think that what I'd like to see is a little bit more context, especially have a more detailed view of how the screening relates to the background of the parapet behind. And I think that this would be an instance where something a little bit more in line with the styling of the building might be appropriate. In other words, you've given us a conceptual enclosure. Starting to relate it to the architecture might make it actually feel a little bit more in tune with the structure. Because when I look at it, it looks like it's missing a part anyway. It looks like it's, it just corbels out and then kind of stops. And so I'm kind of wondering if you could add an element that would help complete the structure and also accomplish your goals of masking the condenser units.
We certainly can. And we just wanted to make sure conceptually this was approvable, because we do know there's details, structural
and... I'm especially interested in how those two little things that pop up relate to the enclosure, because it seems it's a little bit asymmetrically placed. It doesn't align with those elements.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yes, it's kind of an asymmetric. It's a little strange in terms of its symmetry in the back too, but yes, the intent is for it to go edge to edge, so that it does feel like it's an infill, but not, you know, it's not original, but obviously it's been added to it.
Is that a direction the committee would feel comfortable adopting?
Yeah, I agree, and I guess that's why I was asking about removing the panels, because whatever the solution is, that's just another complication to the design. But I do agree that it should perhaps feel like it is also in the style of what we have here.
Good.
Yeah, it's a lovely little combo.
Are the clearances for the units taken into consideration?
They are taken into consideration. I think part of this will take this feedback is that the number of them, again, because it's a hybrid situation, we can adjust the number of units on top to the ground. But the clearances on this are really, it's maximum if we had ventilation. If we changed material to something that's a little bit more solid, we probably wouldn't fit as many up there. So we would alternate some of those to the grade.
And I think that's what staff had suggested, maybe not five up here, maybe you do two more.
It might be four and three.
Yeah.
So it's a hybrid, which I think if we want a more architecturally in tune solution, that might be it. And we might also be able to do it without the removal of the panel.
Yeah.
Right.
If we did a fewer amount. We just want to make sure they have enough airflow.
Right.
So is our response to this proposal adequate for you to accept a deferral and
yes,
come back?
Yes, that would be great. We just want to make sure
in
the right direction.
Do we have any public comment on this proposal? I don't see any public comment. I think the public, yes, okay. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go to the motion? Okay, committee, do you have a motion or any more discussion?
No, ready for a motion.
Okay.
In fact, I have one. In the matter of 523 Germain, I move to defer to allow the applicant to work on further detailing the proposal based on today's discussion.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that
second.
Motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
Jenny. I'll move on to appeals and violations. The next item is 1039 Burgundy Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 1039 Burgundy is a green-rated main building with an orange-rated attached service building and garage. This is a review of proposed changes from the CC-approved plans, including mechanical, electrical, and gas work. Her application materials were received between May 27th, 2022 and May 6th, 2025. When last reviewed by the committee on April 8th, questions remained about what utilities would remain on the St. Philip site elevation, as the photo showed more extensive existing conditions compared to what was shown in the drawings. The additional HVAC units and gas pendant were found conceptually approvable, but further information was needed for the penetrations before the stop work order would be lifted and permits issued. The applicant stated that they would confirm what the final overall appearance would be in return for further review. The applicant submitted an elevation that shows the same thing reviewed at the last hearing, as well as some additional photos. A note has been added stating that this drawing represents the final design intent of utility locations at this elevation. Utility lines that are not indicated in this final drawing are not intended to remain. Existing defunct and unused utility lines should be removed. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee, noting that all wall-mounted lines must be painted to match the adjacent surface to minimize visibility. If found approvable, all outstanding VCC sub-permits will be issued and the stop work order lifted. I will say the applicant provided some photos this morning that were a little late to actually go into the PowerPoint, but they showed the condensate lines for the HVAC in that back corner where the green-rated building meets the orange-rated building. Yeah, you can see that there. In the drawing, that's shown as several one-inch copper lines and not the insulated lines, so we just need confirmation that if allowed to remain in that location, that it would be the copper lines.
Okay. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
Can I qualify that just for one second?
Just a second. Nope, you can't. Of course, we're going to find out who's talking,
so
please introduce yourselves. Please introduce yourselves.
Emil Jane, architect, Williams Architects.
And John Williams, Williams Architects, 824 Broad.
Will anybody else be speaking?
The owner's here and the contractor's
here. Well, then let's let the owner introduce themselves.
They want to talk.
If they want to speak, please.
William Galawas from Charter Park Construction.
Courtney Cassenstein, owner.
Thank you. Okay, do you have a presentation you'd like, or a staff, or response to the staff report?
Just that we did go back and clean up the contractor removed the defunct lines. I think there was some confusion about what was proposed in the drawing versus what was out there. It was hard to tell what was new, what was old. So that work was carried out, and we did submit photos that did make it into this. But the intent is that this elevation shows what the end result will be. This is the proposed elevation.
Okay. Committee, questions for the applicant or the owner or the contractor?
Well, this does certainly seem to address most of the issues we were looking at last time.
Rick, is this your first time looking at this?
Oh, we've looked at this building for years now.
We have,
but
this
not this particular issue.
No, yeah,
I don't have a response. I was missing the last meeting.
Okay, yeah. It looks to me like the proposal is unchanged, really, from last time we reviewed it. And I was really hoping that we would get some of this stuff inside the building, especially the water lines. I don't understand why those have to be run on the outside of the building.
If I can clarify a couple things. One, the insulated lines that are in the corner between the two buildings, those are free online sets, so those... That line set has to be insulated, so I didn't want to go to say that was not going to be insulated. The two overflow pipes that are now PVC and PEX would be consolidated into two copper lines, which are to the right of the rear window. If you move towards the front of the house, you'll see the gas meter. The lower section of that gas meter is city service provided. The meter, I would assume, has to be at that height for access. Where there was one showing, there were three, and a tree of gas lines that went above that. So that tie-in is the tie-in above that gas meter is where the tie-in was previously. Same thing with the electrical. The electrical came out on the face of the building and had 3 meters, and the weather had but excuse me, not the weatherhead, but the supply going up, there is no weatherhead because it goes down, and again, that meter's at that height for access, not by owner, but that's where the Entergy has put those meters. So that the lower sections of those two supplies can't be moved. What was previously there was in between the two sets of windows from the roof down were two AC lines that were uncovered, and I don't know if they're in the picture.
They're in the other these photos.
They had four line sets that we've cleaned up and consolidated. And so the thought, yeah, okay, that's a pretty good picture. So all those disconnects, all the Cox cable, two of the three gas meters, the supplies going up to a horizontal, all that stuff gets cleaned up. The two sets of supply, the freon lines that are running up kind of through the center of that photograph to the soffit, that's also gone. What we're proposing to do is on, if you wouldn't mind going back to the drawing, yeah, in that corner we can take a metal chase to hide those freon line sets and paint that the color of the building. We can either do the exact same thing with the copper lines for the overflows. That's an overflow for an air conditioning condenser, and that's an overflow for water heaters. That by code, they have to go outside. They have to be exposed. You have to see it as a secondary. And those are pans, so those are secondary pans. They have to be there. We can cover those in a way and paint them to make them blend in better. But I'm happy to answer any other questions you may have.
I have a quick question as well, because for the actual mechanical, gas, all of those applications, the applicants are the subcontractors. So have they been consulted as part of this? Have they been involved in the design of all of this? Because technically, when we approve those sub permits, the applicants are the subs.
They can be, they just
have
to be
exposed.
So we
need this to be coming from the
subcontractors
as well in order to be able to approve it. And just making sure that everything has been coordinated and that everyone is on the same page, since that's how we got here in the first place.
Yeah. If approved, what's there is how it's going to look exactly, and how the subs are going to tie into those. I mean, the vast majority of that work is HVAC or HVAC related. So the gas is a straight tie-in exactly. Jamil came out and measured where those tie-ins are. If you go back to one of the photographs with the electrical toward the front of the house, probably those wires that are sticking out of the highest gray box actually get punched through the bottom of the gray box and put into a conduit that runs down to the meter set. So they are where they need to be tied into the services. So the subs aren't going to come and change it or redirect it or reroute it, if that's what your question is.
And you're going to cover it in something and paint it the building color?
The requirement of being a conduit.
By code, they have to be in the conduit.
So it's tremendously cleaned up.
And even if you can see, I mean, it's really hard to take the photograph. If you go back to the one that you just showed, right there, those are the four separate meters, electrical meters, that then had tie-ins going back into the house, and whoever's got the laser, there's a hole right below the gray box a little bit higher, right there.
Yeah,
that's where they were tying in. Yeah. So all of that stuff was treed into that area. So the amount of stuff that's on the side of the building now, or will be now, is a lot less than.
And so, Aaron, to your point, if these are reflecting drawings in the architectural set, if this were conceptually approved by this committee, we would ensure, and correct me if I'm wrong, that when the mechanical, electrical, gas drawings are submitted, that they reflect exactly what's been conceptually approved.
100%.
So there wouldn't be any deviation.
Yeah.
And that way we would be able to move this forward.
Yes. Basically, what we would need is when the, you know, we approved the overall renovation, and then we got the applications from the individual subcontractors. And the applications from the subcontractors contradicted what was in the architectural set. So now that we have a plan that is coordinated, I need those subcontractors to basically send me these drawings to say, yes, this is actually what we want to do, because they are the applicants, and then we can approve all of those different subcontractors.
And make sure that they are all.
100%. In fact, they will use exactly. Yes. They'll use that exact version.
Okay. Let's ask for a public comment. Do we have any public comment on this proposal?
Nikki Savinsky, 1011 St. Louis. My only comment is this architect is well seasoned. He should not be putting his applicant in this position.
Thank you. Committee, any additional questions for the applicant, the contractor, or the property owner?
I'm interested in your take, Rick.
Well, I didn't see this last month or last at the last meeting. I'm only wondering why some of these lines can't be inside the building. This is a complete gut renovation, and although, like you stated, that the overflow lines need to be exposed, only the outlet point needs to be exposed, not the entire line. And again, this is just in an interest to make the building as kind of pristine or unencumbered by utilities as possible. But I'm just wondering if that was explored as a possibility.
Can I, as it relates to the overflow, I don't know exactly the code, whether, like, for example, those can come out the wall where they are, let's say that's 12 feet up in the air, and then turn down at a 90 degree and then have some nipple that sticks out of the wall that drips down the wall. I don't know if that's by code.
Can do that?
Yeah, of course you can.
I don't think anybody would have the issue, well, outside of like a maintenance issue, but I don't think that's an issue for the sub. I think the sub did that as a means to make sure that if there is an overflow, that it's going down to the bottom. But if you said clip those because they don't have to be there, that's fine. I just don't want to say that, yeah, we can remove them, and then we go talk to the HVAC or the plumber, and they say, no, those have to go within so much of a distance because it's hot water. It's got to come down to the ground.
I'm not suggesting it not come down to the ground. I'm just suggesting that the run could be inside the building rather than outside the building.
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah.
The primarily is that the staircase for the inside of the house runs on the inside of that wall. That wall is a three brick width wall. There is no.
Okay, now you're telling me why.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same thing with that electrical feed towards the front of the house?
That electrical comes out in between the two floors. There's no subfloor to go like down an existing wall and come out, so it has to come out. And then I think...
And that's what it was.
Code-wise, I don't know if it can come out the bottom and then go up and then go back down into the meter pan. But more specifically, there's no place to get down underneath the subfloor and come out and come up because there's no subfloor.
Well, my understanding was that box, it's feeding down, actually it's feeding up from the panel into that box. Is that an incorrect understanding?
It's coming out of the building from that, the service will come from the lower box, mm-hmm. about halfway up the window.
Right.
And then the conduit that will run above that and turn 90 into the building is the supply tube. Okay. It's backward from what you would think would be the normal scenario where you have a weather head and the supply would come underneath. It's actually upside down.
And so the reason that you're not running that line inside the building is?
Same reason. Is that that's a three-width, four-width brick CM or plastered wall to the interior with no space. And coming down, we can't go like what would be on a raised building, go down underneath and then come up and come out.
Okay.
So the other side of that wall is the landing of the stair. Stair. So you'd be creating a vert out in the wall that's at the landing.
Are we going through the list sufficiently?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
In this alcove, the inside of the alcove, that's what we did.
That area is the landing. So the stairs actually.
Outside.
The alcove, the front.
In the alcove, outside.
You mean?
There.
In here.
So expose it
it would be tucked here, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
But
that's a CMU wall, so it would be exteriorly exposed there just as much as it's exteriorly exposed.
Yeah, but it would be what she's saying is it would be tucked here, and the only person that's going to see it is your owner when they're going in and out, as opposed to
match the wall.
And all of our guests that come in the house, and everybody that goes by.
The gate does have a metal backing, so that does mitigate the view at that height. It's really once you start going up that.
Do you have a picture of the house to the left?
I think we would still have to come out and go
up
on the outside wall.
You're still going to see it come out and go down because it has to go, it's going to have to come between the floors, which we don't have a between the wall.
Right.
You're going to, I didn't know if you had a picture of
so
what that could
like
potentially look like, because the neighbor's house has it attached to the front.
We're not saying the front, but
we're drilling
saying
through the masonry wall to make this happen.
You're going to get through the finished ceiling in the alcove and out the finished wall in the alcove to the exterior finished wall.
Your penetration.
Because it's not in plane
enough to go down that.
Yeah.
To go reload and not be visible beyond the gate.
And it was there before going up out of there. And then the other thing is that we are taking this from three units to a single family house unit. And so we're reducing all those meters that were on the side of the house.
Yeah, I don't think we have an objection to it staying.
I'm just adding up on the plus side.
And I just wanted to say one thing as the owner. We are absolutely doing everything we can to make it as minimally visible as possible. But I can assure you that what we are proposing is cleaner and less offensive than just about every other building in our blocks. I went around and I looked to see, and we are really trying to enhance the block in our house. And what we're going to do is going to be, if you approve it, is going to be very as clean and minimal as possible.
Right.
Especially, I agree with you, considering how much equipment and line has been in that courtyard up until now.
Yes.
I think this is a tremendous improvement.
And I would expect nothing less of a restoration of this. You know, yeah, you're that's the point.
But
you want to make it as.
But it's the role of this committee to ask these questions.
Sure.
And so you'll just have to excuse us while we do our job.
Oh, yeah, please.
And I think that you've done a decent job of addressing the concerns that I have, just to know the technical nature of what you're up against in providing electricity, gas, and condensate lines for this building. So, is there any other discussion?
Yeah, I guess I'll just say, I didn't really object to the electrical or the gas. I feel like we talked about that, they kind of have to be what they are. The overflow lines, it sounds like, you know, maybe they can be clipped. I don't know if that presents a moisture issue or risk for the building, and the I guess the line sets for the air conditioners are in the best possible place they can be now. But just looking at the plan, there's a closet, storage 110, where the overflows, those line sets, seems like those things could have potentially come down in that closet in a furring and been a little more concealed.
Can I address
but
that?
But that's just like Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, can I address that? That closet and the space above it are specifically reserved for in the future. If we need to come back here and apply for an elevator, we had that in the original plans, but you know, I'm 64, my husband's gonna be 66. We plan on living here out our days, and you know, we may need an elevator, and so we need, and that space was specifically designed to accommodate.
Good planning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
can
I think we should.
Just one more thing,
yes,
before we go. Billy, I don't know, have you spoken to Energy about your, I know there's a generator on this property. Have they talked to you about installing the high pressure gas line that they're going to insist on installing?
Have we spoken to, I mean, maybe the generator subcontractor may have.
you want to talk to him about it soon, because the high pressure gas line is going to come up here or here.
And
I've been dealing with them all over the French Quarter, and it's going to cut into this.
Really, that gas line's already been installed, hasn't it? To the generator?
Yeah.
I think that was part of the work with that permit, was that the gas line was installed to the generator.
Yeah.
Just put it on your radar.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. Is there a motion in the matter?
Sorry, there's one item we haven't talked about, and it's the bath exhaust fan that goes right through the masonry wall, which typically we don't do. We run those through the roof, don't we?
I would go back to the same problem, is that we don't have an access to that roof, because that upstairs is also, when you hit upstairs, that's a hallway at the top of the staircase, and it's also a plastered, finished existing wall.
And we've approved through wall bath fans. I mean, this could be painted out.
We can paint it out. Yeah.
This is something that's not. All right. No.
And not be PVC. Being appropriate material. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 1039 Burgundy Street?
Yes, the matter of 1039 Burgundy. I move to conceptually approve retention of exterior conduits, piping, and other appurtenances as proposed on the elevation submitted on May 6th.
Is there a second for that motion?
Sorry, yes, I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, guys.
We're done.
Yes,
that's part of the report. Yeah.
Okay, our next item is 441 Bourbon Street. Do you have an applicant present? We do.
441 Bourbon is a green-rated main building and service building. Is it proposed to retain second floor light fixtures installed without benefit of BCC review approval? Application materials received September 13th, 2024 and May 8th, 2025, respectively. Permits for this property were issued in both 2017 and 2025, which included the removal of the existing unpermitted light fixtures at the second floor, and the installation of new approval lighting above the second floor openings. Recently, the applicant reached out to staff with a revised proposal to retain the second floor lights, noting the opinion that they are aesthetically pleasing and meet the shielding requirements. Staff notes that these light fixtures are sconce-style fixtures located between the openings and that they feature lights both down and up. As uplighting is typically not allowed or only reserved for the highest rated buildings, staff expressed the uplight aspect of, as a major concern for retention of the current fixtures. Staff suggested that retaining the current locations of the light fixtures with new discrete downlight-only fixtures may be a more realistic path forward. Staff knows that the wiring and conduit for these fixtures appears to all be surface-mounted, so there should not be any significant expense or challenge to relocate the fixtures to be more consistent with the guidelines. Staff would prefer the wiring to be internalized to the building. As the current lighting does not meet the guidelines in terms of style or location, staff recommends denial of the proposed retention.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Catherine Harmon, L.K. Harmon Architects, 6238 Audubon Boulevard.
And?
Paul Carrier, 650 Porter Street, Suite 2300, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130.
And your relationship to the property is?
Representative, attorney, not representative, no.
Okay. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
Sure. So, Catherine will comment on the guidelines and more detailed stuff. The owner applied to change out the light fixtures. This is all relative to VCC violations that were being addressed. And along the way, he goes, well, this building, specifically these lights, are photographed so very much that I think it needs to be brought to you guys' attention because he wants to keep. Okay? So what I did was, well, first of all, as most recent as the Super Bowl, that was the backdrop at night. Okay? Those photos at night. I've got, if you just do a search of almost Getty images in Bourbon Street, 441 Bourbon, you get these photos. You have USA Today. They all show this building at night.
And what's your point?
My point is that these lights have been here for a substantial period of time. I understand guidelines change and things need to change, but these lights are viewed as aesthetically pleasing, as beautiful, as receptive, so much so that people agree that it's...
Just a second. We're talking about Vieux Carré guidelines, not about what people think or whether it's appeared on CNN. We're talking about how you comply with the guidelines that are enforced by this commission.
So correct. You'll have the ability to deny it. And so we're just here because we asked for approval, and this is part of the process. But I also wanted to bring to your attention that, you know, USA Today and various AP News, people look at these lights, and they have their national significance. Y'all want them changed to something
the
different?
The lights are of national significance?
Well, here. They're in these national articles.
That doesn't make them significant. I have some questions for staff. So when did these lights get installed? I mean, let's talk about the conduits first.
They've been in place a while. They've been pretty consistently sited.
Okay.
I don't have an exact date for you. I'd say early 2000s.
And they've been sited since then?
Yeah.
Consistently. And how long have the lights been installed? These particular up and down lights?
Oh, that's what
the
I
lights mean. And the conduits. Mm-hmm. So you've been under citation for how long? 10 or more
years?
15 years
or so.
Wow. And you've been kind of pushing this forward for that period of time?
This is just, the lights are just recent to me. I don't know that old site.
I'll find out for you.
Yeah.
Okay, please. I mean, since we're talking about national iconic status for these lights, I'd really like to know what their true status is.
Can I
thank you. Please.
They predated the new lighting guidelines. Okay, I know that. They were in the early 2000s, but the new lighting guidelines.
But they were in violation.
The 1986 guidelines, though, also talked about
lighting. I believe.
Yeah.
And
it's reserved for buildings of national significance, because we would rather USA Today be showing all the in the cathedral. And
we're pretty steadily deny uplighting.
Well, and so we're going to find out if they were ever permitted to begin with.
She didn't answer that test, right?
Okay.
Okay, they're definitely never permitted to begin with.
Okay, so they were never permitted, which means that they've been in violation since they went up.
But the new lighting guidelines, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like I've been operating under those for so long. They were the first set of lighting guidelines to say put lights only over openings.
I think you're thinking not of the VCC guidelines, but of the lighting study,
which
separate. Yeah.
Right, but
I think that's the
incorporated
We still follow those, but
follow.
The actual verbiage of the uplighting thing is in the guidelines.
Yeah,
it's not just part of the study.
So not just the placement over the openings, but the actual uplighting capability of the fixtures.
Okay.
The shielding, because that makes a difference.
No.
There's no
distinction.
These babies were first sighted in 2016.
Okay, so you've been enjoying the use of these things for
9 years.
And you've kind of pushed the violation forward for 9 years.
And I haven't.
Somebody has.
We both just got involved.
Yeah.
Well, but somebody, the owner of this property, has.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, it's easy for you to deny. I guess the staff has better records than you do, and we can't really count on you to give us much information anyway. Do I have any public comment on this?
Thank you, Savinsky, 1011 St. Philip. I think we all have seen too much conduit in our life, and that is about the worst way they could possibly have put lines. They could have even put them in a mortar line. That conduit is god-awful. And when we have other people trying to remove as much excess from their buildings as possible, as residents, if this is a commercial property making plenty of money, I see no reason why they should be allowed to keep something that a resident can
build. Speaking of money, that's, I mean, these bit are
so
13 on their hurting significantly, and so it.
So what we're doing today is talking about the merits of this installation. If you decide or need to go to the commission, you can present a hardship that might involve some kind of financial consideration. We're talking about the appropriateness of these fixtures today and how they interact with the architecture of the building. So, committee, please.
And I just found out first cited in, or we believe first cited in 2016, cited again in 2019, cited again in 2023. God only knows how many fines have been paid since that point.
Okay. Committee, questions for the applicant or for the staff?
No.
Nope. Okay. I'd like a motion that is relatively specific to our problems with these lights, please.
Okay. I'll try to be as specific as possible. In the matter of 441 Bourbon, noting that staff is recommending denial of retention of the lights, and noting that the guidelines would never permit installation of lights of this type, I move to deny retention of the lighting.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. You have the right to appeal this denial to the full commission.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time.
Can I say one thing before we're gone? I would like to point out that staff probably never even knew that they were uplit because we're not out there at night. So we figured that out later. So God only knows how long these haven't been up there.
Okay. Yeah. This brings us to the end of our normal agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.